All right, so children are regarded as the best of us, the best of everything that is humanity. From the minute that they come through with their tiny little fingers, and when they finally open their eyes and they can recognize mommy and daddy, to the giggles that they often, very often, you know, give when they see loved ones or something that they are totally enamored with, it makes every single person, well, usually, feel warm. Now, did you know, study was carried out a few years ago, and they found out that the average child or babies from about, from about 3 months, all right, up until they're about, 4 or 5 years old, right? But particularly that age, that 3 to 1 year and 2 years, did you know that the average child smiles and laughs 45 times a day? On average, 45 times a day. And when I read this, I was totally gobsmacked, because children will laugh and smile for no reason. You just come into the room and just do, hey, and the child just has to throw it out and just giggle. But that number, 40 plus, greatly reduces by the time you turn 30, 35. In some cases, it gets to a low of about 8 times a day. So, what exactly are you doing that's not making you laugh? Or what do you think is not happening that's making you not to laugh? Ultimately, you need to find the inner child that is in you. And speaking of inner child, this morning we have a conversation about wild teens. Yes, teenagers. Remember yesterday we were talking about social media challenges? Well, we're continuing this with a very disturbing trend. But bear in mind, I don't find it disturbing because I think it's been happening for a long time. But right now, people are just becoming more aware of this scenario. Was reported in the news in Punch newspaper, and I think it was also in our news recently, that some students of the Federal Government College Ijaniki, Lagos State, have been caught after absconding from school to lodge female classmates in hotels for sex romps. Yes. Now, findings by a correspondent reveal that the students involved in the act were between the ages of 14 and 17. Now, it was learned that for more than 3 sessions, including the just concluded first term, some of the students, numbering about 7 males and 5 females, leave the school unnoticed. However, the school authority got to know about the escapades after one of the students impregnated the female classmate. So now there's a bit of drama brewing. Now, some parents have said, no, it's the school's fault. Other people, the school said, well, the child usually gets his first training from home. So maybe the parents too are at fault. My question is this: who is more responsible for the formative development of teens? Is it the school or the parents? Now, this doesn't come as a shock or a surprise to me, and I'll tell you why. I went to an all-boys boarding school, Lumen Christi in particular, and if you're listening by chance, and you are alumni, or alumnus rather, from that school, let me start this morning and say I am sorry, because this morning I'm about to expose some things that went down when we were in secondary school, and it shouldn't surprise anybody who's listening. As a young child in school, in boarding house, I witnessed brutality. You know the kind of brutality you get to hear in video games? I saw that. There was sexual abuse. I saw that. It happened. It's not the first time. At one point in time, when I was in GSS 3 or SS1, the senior students used to break bounds. That's what we used to call it, jump the fence. They'll go to the town in Uromiden, and they would sleep with prostitutes, come back and relate the story with us. Now, things got to a peak 1 year when the students were so bold that they made arrangements to have, in quote, these same girls, these same prostitutes, come in on a visiting Sunday pretending to be sisters and friends of us students, and then they would sneak them to the hostels, send everybody out, and for maybe 2 or 3 hours, even parents couldn't get into the hostels. So this is not new. I am not surprised. But a lot of people are going, oh, it's the school's fault. Maybe. oh, it's the parents' fault. Maybe. But there are stories, and you will probably know very well, there are some children who come to school from very bad homes. Mother and father are loggerheads with each other. They get into school, and then the school reforms them. Then there are some children who come into school all nice, all godly, respectful, you know, from their parents' home. By the time they're in SS2 or SS3, they come out and they're looking like tigers and lions. As always, please do turn down the volume of your radio set when you call us. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, do not make unsubstantiated claim. Now, very important as well, do not make comments that may be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
How exactly does this fit into Hello Port Harcourt's train of conversations? Well, for one, it's a business. The school these days are businesses, whether we like it or not. Yes, this is a federal government college. School fees are being paid. And many parents have the notion that, look, they're going to send their son or their daughter to that school to get better education, to get better training, to become, in quote, better individuals. It's kind of like a macro schism of the larger society. You finish secondary school, guess what? They throw you again into a university. And guess what? You are meant to come out found eligible in character and learning. So, whose responsibility is it? Me? Don't forget, I'm saying, right, that this shouldn't come as any surprise to anybody. I don't think these children are bad. That's my view. But, you know, ignore me. What else you know in any case? All right? So 070-0923-0923. Get onto Facebook and on Twitter. We're going to spend a decent amount of time on this conversation this morning. So I'm going to be entertaining as many calls and as many messages on this subject matter as possible. All right? At Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us this morning. And in fact, and every day, Twitter and Facebook. You should follow, get the latest comments and trends, and then also join the conversation with your views. Your views need to be heard. So, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH for Facebook and Twitter. And then WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. As always, turn down the volume when you call in. My to my three. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude. Just let me give you this analogy, right? You build a house from foundation to roofing, did everything, Mr. Jude. However, your foundation did not, in the building did not go down well. But you hand this property over to a developer to manage, give out for rent, like they said, these days, B2B and all that. And after some time, you start seeing cracks on the wall, and then you are blaming the developer. That is exactly what is happening when you blame schools for how a child or that child is behaving.
But hold on, Clement. But we do know, like I made mention of in my opening salvo, that there are some children who come into these schools. Great character. Their parents are proud of them. They were in the choir in their homes. They were the model child. Everybody wanted to be that child. When this child, boy or girl, gets to SS3 and they go to the village, everybody goes, Iye, is this Osaro that we used to know? And they say, what has happened?
Yeah, I'm not an expert in child psychology, where what in fact it happens among children. You give all your children the same level of upbringing. But at the end of the day, they grow up and they go out. One of them will say, but mommy said we should not do this. The other will say, don't tell mommy, but I want to do it. Among different parents. So who will you blame? Are you blaming the parents, or you are blaming the psychology or the discipline of that particular child? Who is going against mommy's rule? And the other one who is saying, no, I will not do it because mommy said I shouldn't do it. So it still boils down to them. So I will not blame the school. For me, I will blame the parents. The parents should get all the blame. Thank you.
All right, the parents should blame all, take all the blame, rather. 91.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Oh, dear. Apologies. A drop call scenario. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Please, can you turn off your radio set, please? Please turn it down.
Hello?
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I heard you.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah, this is Michael calling from Romania.
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, based on what you are saying this morning, I think the whole society should be blamed. Hello?
We'll listen to you, Michael. Go on, please. Elaborate.
Yeah. Now, looking at this young teenager, what kind of movies do they watch? What kind of music do they listen to? You know, most of these children, most of these things, most of them, they are being influenced by what they see, what they listen to, and their friends. Most of them, even if you let's go to the home, they were dropped off very well from their parents. They were being taught, like most of them, they were given a decent treatment. Like their parents did very well. But when they got to the society, when they negotiate with their friends, because you know, all those, the environment factors affect them. So the society should be blamed. There are some things the society are aligned to be taken to these little kids which are not supposed to be. Like even the gadget believe, you will see a thing of 15 years, 14 years, using big phone that is exposed to the social media. Because in all those things, they learn it from there. If you look at those, most of us, we are not allowed to watch your hand, even with the gadget, and that is because of all these things. Even though your parents try very well to have it a tutor,
well, is it really social media? Because like I said, in my time, right, social media wasn't this expansive, yet there were children who were doing really, really weird things at that time. Wild things. Wild.
It wasn't as much as it is now.
Are you sure? Michael, are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't?
You are saying it now. Mm. It wasn't as. Look at what you are saying.
Michael, are you not sure that the only reason why we're seeing more of these days is because of the same social media that you are blaming for affecting the kids? Is it possible that these occurrences, look at the ages that were made mention of, 14 to 17, isn't that when puberty hits? Isn't that when the child becomes naturally more rebellious, curious, adventurous? Is it the school's fault that a child turns 13 and 14? When we come back, more from you. Like I said, it's going to be a very long morning. All comments we'll be taking right here on Hello Port Harcourt.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say Hello Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, 92.3 Nigeria Info. It is one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing business here in Nigeria. Education. There are private primary schools everywhere. There are private crèches everywhere. Secondary schools, the same. Some, if you remember our conversation last year with Dr. Alfred Oladapo, some with school fees as high as 2.5 million naira. That's way more than some people ever got to spend going to primary, secondary, university, traveling abroad, coming back and starting a family. Yes, that's what some parents right now are paying for, wait for it, just secondary school education. Now, we do know the times have changed. Value of money, obviously not the same. The quality of education is paramount for lots of people. After all, education affords a better lifestyle, a better standing in society. All of these things will make, in quote, a better living for anybody. So, get education, particularly quality education. However, teenagers are known to be wild. You see, teenagers from 12, 11, 13, they get to be wild. And to make this even more interesting in our day, now, about 20, 40 years ago, the menarche, that is the point when a female starts to see her first period, used to be, on average, anywhere between 13 to 14. Particularly in the West, it was between 12 and 13. Over in Africa, it was 13, 14. Some places, even 15. There are even stories of girls who would get up to 17, 18, and they hadn't even experienced their very first menstruation. But over the past decades, 3 decades in particular, those numbers are dropping. And they are dropping like a stone in a pond. These days, in the US, the average age for menarche is about, wait for it, 9. 9, 10. Girls are getting to see their period 9, 10 in America. 9, 10. 9, 10. 9, 10, 11. 9, 10, 11. 9, 10, 11. It's dropping. And so there are lots of things you could want to say that maybe it's causing this, maybe it's diet. But one thing is for a fact, secondary sexual characteristics will start at puberty. Children become more boisterous, become more emboldened, become more curious. They become more rebellious. Is this any shock to you? Like I said, in my time, I witnessed something similar. I'm not losing sleep over this. I'm not going to blame A or B. But people are. But who has more responsibility? Is it the business model that advertises, hey, bring your child to us. We will take care of your child, instill the fear of God in your child so that your child can be an effective member of society. And then they have sex romps. Or is it the parents who are busy making so much money to provide the quality of life that they couldn't afford themselves 40 years ago? Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts, get your thinking cap on. Let's have a conversation.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 08-070-0923-0923, 0703-0923-0923. That's where you find us on the smart number. Drop your name and your location. Boom, you get patched to us here in the studio. WhatsApp is 08-09-030-6416. 08-09-030-6416. Emeka is speaking to us all the way from Onitsha. And Emeka, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Welcome, please.
Mr. Jude, Emeka speaking from Onitsha. What percentage of parents will you give Bible and paper to write about their children? And after writing, they will make up to just 10%. You know, 10% is failure in every examination. What percentage of fathers and mothers, after writing about their children, can score just 10%? Dude, we are all responsible. Years have gone when God was not in Nigeria and things was good. The way some pastors would tell us today. But today, God is in Nigeria, nothing is good. What morals do we parents impart into our children? What kind of morals do we impart into them for telling them how to pray? If you behave wrongly, years after years, if you behave wrongly, an elder there will flog you or tell you not to repeat that again or walk straight to your parents and tell them. Are we seeing that today? Dude, you see, when if you come back from the city.
Okay.
Like yesterday, if you come back from the city with a vehicle this December, and your father, when you after welcoming you, ask you, ah, Emeka, put this car, is it the office where you're working that gave you this car? No, I bought it with my own money. Your father knows that your salary for the number of months or years you work can never buy that car. Your father will chase you and that his car out of his compound. Judah, we're seeing that today. We need total reorientation before Nigeria will start, before our deceit prayer you start to have a thing. Apart from that, our Nigerian prayer is 100% deceitful action. Let me stop here, Jude. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Emeka speaking to us all the way from Onitsha. Now, we have a very interesting message here. This is on WhatsApp. Don't forget, you can send your WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp. All right. So let me read this one. It's very a long one, but please do bear with me. I should be able to, you know, get as much information as I possibly can from this. Good morning, Jude. First and foremost, the government should be blamed for taking over mission schools, leading to moral breakdown. Interesting. See, there's nowhere. Government just taking slap. Secondly, the media are to blame for promoting nudity and celebrating mediocrity. Here you go again. Another slap. Now, the so-called social media now invoke promoting fake lives, etc. Thirdly, most of the parents are to blame who belong to secret cults. Here you go. Another slap. Fourthly, the new generation churches who are preaching fake fame and prosperity without work. And of course, the so-called democracy since 1999 for promoting cultism and corruption. Government's inability to supervise schools, especially federal government colleges, where anything goes. Jude, the list is endless. That's from Justin. Justin, thank you very much. Good morning, Jude. I went to a school here in Port Harcourt in the 80s. What you said about your schoolmates patronizing brothers was also true about my schoolmates, seniors. There's a place, I won't mention the place, where commercial sex workers abide. In fact, during inter-house sports days, it was common knowledge in my school, a section of the school, you know, called Zion. Wow, interesting. Where girls from other visiting secondary schools were arranged and taken there for sexual romps and orgies. Even teachers don't go to that place. It's off lecture hours. Today, those boys and girls are the big boys and girls in Port Harcourt society trying to teach morals to their own children. Done in Rumeme. But that's why I'm asking. Is it... Please pay very close attention. I said these things happen. It's at this age where the child is meant to be, you know, explorative, you know, is curious, sometimes a bit, you know, overbearing, you know. It's not unusual. It really isn't unusual. Some children came to school nice and jolly. They became, you know, wild, boisterous, you know, and it worked out for them. Like this message reads, some of those people are now the big boys and girls in society. I know a few of these boys I just made mention of in my earlier introduction who are multi-millionaires. A few of them are working in the presidency. A few of them have houses in the US, in the UK, and also in Nigeria. And we are all age mates. They are not my seniors. Some are even my younger ones, but they are all billionaires in some way or the other. So you have to ask yourself, these formative years, you know, some would argue that this is the time for the child to be, let the child, you know, but yes, you have a cane to punish the child, but the child has to. You can't stop it. It's not that this is the first time it's happening. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Zion.
In 1425 AD, the first school was invented, and the sole purpose was to teach soldiers. To teach soldiers. Now, in the 16th AD of BC, what we now have was where parents to come and drop their children and walk away. Are you with me?
We'll listen to you, please.
So the parents are not to be blamed. The teachers are to be blamed.
The teachers,
who
you
are
say?
The teachers, yes.
Interesting.
the teachers have to be blamed. Because when the teachers are paid by the government, by the parents, the contact they have with these children is from that kindergarten. So parents are not to be blamed when children go wrong. Children go wrong because we have failed to have the right teachers on board. Let us be honest. Our children in school, how many hours do we spend with them? How many hours do the teachers spend with them? That is why I'm advocating we should bring back the TTC, Teacher Training College, an institution that trains teachers.
But they're still there. They're still the Teacher Training College.
I mean, I know. Did you see one? How much have been used to fund them? Who is the proprietor? Who is the admin of that school? Please, look, tell me where one is located. Just one, in River State. We don't have this facility. We end up employing people who are for do now, make her go teach. Are for do now, the school they employ, make her go work until when better work will come. So you see that with a skewed mentality, we employ people to come and frustrate our children. They ended up corrupting our children because they have nothing to offer. Even in the book of Ephesians, he said that some were given teachers. It's an anointing. Some were given prophets. Anointing. Mentioning most of these people that are teaching today in our school, they are ought not to be there. And that is why we are having a big problem. When a student goes wrong, who is more responsible? It is a teacher. The teacher, that is why they call them teacher. Look at the kind of interpretation. Growing up as a child, primary one teacher is like the king in that environment. They don't know him because that is the first person the student or the child got to see. The school was involved in community. The school worked. See, during my register, they're calling register in the morning. Mr. D, okay, sorry, Jude, present. Zion, present. Inkin, present. Andrew, absent.
Andrew was always absent in class, though. I'm very sure of that. I'm very sure. Very, very sure of that.
They will send, they call them able-bodied men. Go and bring Andrew. The students, we go to the village to look for Andrew. He must come to school today.
Fine. But Zion, please. I'm going to give you 1 minute to answer this question. If we look at this big picture, it is not the first time things like this have happened. In the early 2000s, when we were in school, we saw things like this happening in primary school. When we got to university, when we got to secondary school, we saw things like this also happening at the same time. Social media wasn't there. Now, some people are saying it is natural. It is natural for, have you not heard this saying, boys will be boys. Boys go jump fair. Boys go teeth mango. It's normal, but these boys, many of them come out and become good men.
When we start getting it wrong was when parents started encroaching into teachers. Why you flog my pikin? Why did you punish my son? And when some women start getting it difficult to conceive, the moment they now conceive, they now see that child as a cold, as the next Jesus on earth. Nobody should correct him. This was the problem. And some teachers don't want problem. Let me just teach you. If you like, no. At the end, they tell me. So you look at what the parents have done to the school. Look at what the parents have done to the society. It was even the parents that are destroying the society. The teachers are trying to amend it. The teachers are trying to make a repair. But parents are destroying the school. Parents are destroying the society. Until we start to have anointed candidates as teachers.
All right, anointed candidates as teachers. Once again, there are two schools of thoughts here I've brought before you. One says, look, it's not unusual. There's nothing wrong here. It's just children, teenagers being children. They will break laws, they will break their curfew. They want to try something. Whether you put TVs, whether you put the social media channels off, it would still happen. It happened 2 decades ago when we were in school. It's happening today as well. It's happened 200 years ago. Those of you who listen to me, those of you who went to university, Uniben, those first set of Uniben students back in the late 60s and early 70s, let's be honest, how many of you went out when they say you shouldn't go out? Let's be honest. How different? Once again, it seems as though biology is taking its role or taking place before our very eyes. But people are just complaining because they can now see it. People are complaining because they are recording it. People are not worried because they are distributing it. Maybe that's the real problem. Not so much as the child, the teenager now, being wild. What's up? 0809-030-6416. We have Rudy. So Rudy is speaking to us from GRA. Hello. Good morning, Rudy. Welcome, please.
Hi, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us, please.
Thank you. I'd like to contribute to the conversation.
Please, you're welcome.
Being Ed, yeah. Generally, Nigerians are very pretentious, you know. We like to act as if everything is new. It's unfortunate that these young boys and girls were, you know, caught in such an act, a dastardly act. But it's, like you said, you are completely correct. Nothing is new. It's not just happening for the first time, and it wouldn't end with this generation, you know. I went to a federal government girls' college up in the north, and the best we had, it was an all-girls school, was girls, you know, calling each other darling. There was no kissing, nothing, just exchanging cards and then showing affection for a particular person, you know. One could criticize it as bad enough, but, you know, in a community where you are all growing up and getting to figure out somebody you have a particular bond with, you know, you seem to like that person and that person ended up your darling. But when the Metasine crisis broke in Maiduguri, from 4 and 5 from that school was introduced to our school, and, you know, they opened our eyes to a new vistas. There was sexual, you know, activities going on between the girls there.
It was interesting.
Totally new to us. Though I lived in Port Harcourt and I was aware of supe, I am in my 50s. I'm 55. So if I'm 55 and I heard about supe, it was nothing new. Absolutely nothing new. And I've heard of older stories. I come from a riverine community where when people go to the river to bath, I never had, you know, the opportunity to grow up in a village. In short, my first visit to the village, I was in my 30s because I grew up in Lagos. But we got to know from stories being told us that even older people who were asked to go and have a shower in the riverine, in the waterside,
yes,
were making out under canoes, you know?
Interesting.
They will hold the canoe and be
flip
talking
it,
as if they are talking to a girl.
Mm.
Meanwhile, under the water, brackish water, things were going down. So, yes, I don't really know who to blame, but I will say it is a thing that comes with, you know, exploring your bodies at such a tender age. You said girls start menstruating at 9. It's not new. My older cousin, who is in her 60s, experienced menstruation at 9.
Wow.
In my own case, I was a little older. I was 13 in from 1 going to... No, I was in 2 going to 3 when I experienced mine. So these things are not new. It is just that we have faster ways of transmitting information now. So something happens in Lagos now, you are aware now. Something happens in Ukraine now, you are aware now.
Real time
is what's taking place. However, parents should, you know, go the extra mile of continuously telling their children to please wait on time. So should the schools do.
But who holds
on one particular person?
But Rudy, pardon my interruption. But who bears more responsibility, particularly in those formative years? Is it the school where these children, particularly in boarding houses, where these children are sent to by their parents, who feel the school would be the planting ground for their development?
My brother,
The schools happen to have more time with the children. They spend 3 months, come back 2 weeks or for Easter holiday. They spend another 3 months, come back two, maximum 3 weeks, I think, for the Christmas holiday. It is only the long vacation we have quality time with the children. But the children are closer to us, the parents, because we're the ones who bettered them. We're the ones, parent or guardian, you know. So we also have a very, you know, important role to play in their lives. But I think that at that point in their lives, they've left primary school. You described a situation where some children go in angelic and come out monsters. They spend more time in school, actually, especially those in boarding schools. They spend more time for those in primary schools, hours in class, either taking the ride back or walking back in the company of their peers.
Yes.
And then they just spend very little time before bedtime with us.
Well, Rudy. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts this morning.
Thank you, too.
Thank you very much. All right. So, apparently, now you know, I was in line. You know, these things have been happening. Hi, Jude. Everyone is responsible for the moral decadence of our children, from the school, church, media. It's unfortunate all of these take place during the formative stage of a child. Rita in Port Harcourt. Thank you very much, Rita. Jude, there is a drastic moral decline in the society. Drastic, you say? So everyone in society is to be blamed for the decline. I give you an example. When I was small, Zulezu released a song that was banned by the government because it was immoral. True or false? Have you listened to the music in the society now? Have you even watched the music videos of Nigerian artists? Do you see what the girls wear? The government should apologize to Zulezu. Dennis is saying. Ogundu speaking to us from Alakaya. Ogundu, good morning and welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yeah. Just good morning and happy weekend at fun.
Thank you very much. Welcome, please.
Yeah. Hey, I think, let me borrow a leave. Just recently, the Alex Ikubo, something like that, that issues with the wife, that in the past they were supposed to marry, to be married, and later the girl did what she did, and then they couldn't get to get married at the end of the day. I don't know if you know that.
They were engaged. Yes, they were engaged to be married.
Yes, exactly. So the girl later came back, and revelation came to an extent that I had any relationship in intercourse, like sexual intercourse with that girl for 5 years. Go online and check what people are commenting. People are saying, why will it be like that? What I'm saying is right. Like 80% of people in Nigeria were condemning that. What they were saying was, why did they not do anything? Now, why will it be coming out to say such a thing that after 5 years, idea, is he an angel? What am I saying? I'm saying in essence that the moral decadence of the society is rotten. In the past, we know that people, first of all, will get married before sexual intercourse. But what are we saying? It's now the other way around. What I'm saying in essence is we are the problems of these children of this time. Yes, because if you look into the society, the real morality of society has died. Let's go to USA and the rest of them. Abortion issues and the rest of them. The society there is saying that abortion is right. In our own society here, we know that it is wrong. So what am I saying in essence?
States that it's wrong. Anyway, I understand the narrative. Yes, moral values are changing all over the landscape.
Yes. So what I'm saying...
Hello, Gundu.
...need to do a big job. Hello?
Okay, could you repeat that, please?
I mean, the parent needs to do a big job. What do I mean?
Okay.
Everything is in the hands of the father, is in the hands of the mother. Let's leave about this school. And I want to tell you something. In our present time now, it is not the best thing for you to carry your children to a boarding school, if you ask me. I will not try that. knowing what is happening in the society.
Oh, Ogundu, thank you very much. That's going to be another conversation. Remember, see that boarding versus day student debate? It's been going on for a generation or more. If memory serves me right, even during the I Beg to Differ debate here in the studios, 92.3 Nigerian for last year, it was one of the topics that was raised. Going to the boarding house or taking your child to regular day school where you can watch or monitor. What's up now? Good morning, Jude. Can 2.5 million naira actually see one through higher education overseas or at home? He's asking. Well, Moses, I'm not quite sure. I think it depends on the quality of education that you are after. Cliffhanger on Facebook. Don't forget Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Cliffhanger says the parents and the school have roles to play during the formative years of teens. Unfortunately, the latter has become so interested in collecting all the money they can gather from parents and pay little or no attention to morals in the school. This has led to a rise in moral decadence. Interesting to know that the teens who cannot do such at home because of the strict nature of home have it easy to do in their various schools. Interesting comment there, Cliffhanger. So, is it just the parents? Is it the teachers? A lot of people comment so far have said it's the entire society. But once again, let's not forget this narrative. This happens regularly. Maybe it's just a phase. Not necessarily someone to blame.